BTB podcast. B as in Bravo. You know when you're on the phone with like AT&T or some shit and you're trying to go over like the barcode or whatever and they're like, A as in apple, B as in boy, la la la. It just reminds me of that shit. You know what I mean? Bravo. Anyways, welcome back. This is everything industry, entertainment, stripper talk, slut talk, prostitutes, whores. You're all welcome. This is all about the industry, the ups, the downs, the fucking lefts, the rights, whatever. I was a stripper for 4 years and absolutely one of the best decisions I ever made. Now officially been retired for less than a year. I am talking about everything that happened while I was there. I don't hold back. Half the time I would write these reflections in my Google Docs after a long night of work. And I would talk about everything that happened. And most of the time I was tipsy or drunk. And when I'm tipsy or drunk, I just don't give a fuck. So everything that you're going to hear, and it gets better year by year, but we've got a lot of content to go over. And right now we're stuck in 2019, May of 2019. And I had just taken 2 weeks off for whatever reason. But one of the things that I talk about in the last episode was sometimes when you're just not feeling like going to work or you just feel like going home, that shit's normal, right? So that was actually kind of the case. I thought maybe I went on vacation or some shit, but nope. I said back at the club and we lit. Finally, after 2 weeks, I'm back on my grind working towards that bag. I was supposed to go to work Wednesday and Thursday, but slacked off due to not feeling the vibes, which, like I said in the last one, sometimes you just don't feel the fucking vibes, right? And I wasn't trying to go. I was like, fuck it. But honestly, moments like that just take away from money I could be making, and then it makes me procrastinate even more. Like I said, I used to get club anxiety like every now and again where I'm like, oh, like I don't want to go. Like I'm thinking about talking to people, which is weird because I am a big extrovert, but it was still my first year dancing. I think I'd only been a dancer for maybe like 8 months so far. And I was still getting used to everything. I was in a new city. I was in Vegas. I was working at a big club and shit gets fucking spicy. Okay. Like it's a lot of competition. It's a lot of girls. It's a lot of politics. It's a lot of emotions, a lot of people. And even thinking about it, I would just be like, I don't want to go. And then I would have to force myself, which sucks when it has to get like that. But I promise you, if you stay in the industry long enough, like you make it past your first year, 2 years. Unfortunately, my second year was the pandemic. I feel like if it kind of took away from like the skills that I could be developing as a dancer. But I still was able to work most of that year because I lived in Texas, thankfully, during the pandemic. Was still able to make that money. But so I always think that if I'm not feeling it, I should just wait it out. But honestly, moments like that just take away from the money I could be making. So it can be hard when you don't go in for a couple weeks and come back and dread going to work. I remember, shit, again, right, like when the pandemic was kind of letting up in Texas, I had went to work and we had to wear masks and shit. And I was like, bro, this shit is so awkward. Like, it's so awkward. I had to pull it down, talk to them, and then they're like, no, pull it up. I'm like, fuck, like, what do I do? So, and just like going up to that first person is always like super nerve-wracking. Like, I remember, especially you go in and the club's dead as fuck. It's like all the girls have talked to this one guy already. He hasn't gotten any dances. What makes you think you're gonna be any different? You gotta fucking pull all your tricks out of your hat. Like, shit gets rough. It's fucking hard out here, okay? This is like real life, like sales, dead ass. You gotta go straight up, door knock. Anyways, so once I finally pushed myself to go, which I think I ended up going on like a Friday because I told myself Wednesday and Thursday I slacked off. But on Friday it says, thank God I went because I made almost $3,000. What a nice welcome. Laugh my ass off. So now being back, I realize that if I don't feel it, that's okay. If you tell yourself you're going to go, then go. If after a couple hours you're not loving it, then leave. Remember, there's always another day. And I kind of hate, like, I would always tell myself that too, like up until I quit. I'm like, there's always another day. There's always another day. Well, no, there isn't always another day. Anything could happen. You could get fired. You could have to, like, you could die. Like, there's not always another fucking day. But there is also still always tomorrow, right? So it's like, you can tell yourself there's tomorrow, but try to make the most out of each day. And I've mentioned the last one is like different approaches that could help you different, like, setting goals, like, hey, I want to make 1,000 a night, but after, like, the first 3 hours, if it's fucking dead as fuck, yeah, you know, leave if you want. Not every night is a fucking $1,000 plus night, even in Vegas, okay? Even for the best of us, that's not always the case. But definitely letting 2 weeks pass by, I'm very fucking mad at myself. Why did I do that? I don't even think I went, like, anywhere. I probably just stayed home like an idiot. But we're going to move on to the next one because these things are so short. It's funny because the last one that we talked about was on May 9th. And then the one that where I took 2 weeks off, I went back on May 24th. Then I went in the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th. Oh, and then I took a whole month off. I remember taking a whole month off because I had a boyfriend at the time and he came out to visit me and he had just graduated college. So I told him like as a like a gift or whatever. And that's why I worked most of, I want to say like April and like a good beginning of May is because I was saving up for our trip. I think I saved up like, and this doesn't even, I mean, this is a lot. I don't know. It was a lot to me at the time. I needed $7,000 because we were going to go to LA. We were going to go on a cruise. We were going to go to San Diego. We were going to go to Sacramento, where I'm from. We're going to go to Portland. We're going to go to Seattle. And then we're going to come back to Sacramento. And then we're going to go back to Vegas. And $7,000 got me a long way. We went on a fucking cruise to Mexico. Come on. So I saved up like that $7,000 on top of everything else that I was already saving up for. And we ended up taking like the month off. But the 25th, what, like I worked a few days like right after that little 2 week break, potentially mental break. And this is what I wrote about on the 25th. It's already good. I hate wasting my time with losers who are stingy as hell. You think I'd know by now to not let a guy waste 2.5 hours of my time without tipping me large sums of money. Large sums of money. I'm fucking weak. Yeah. Nope. I was sitting with a dude laughing, drinking, and giving dances here and there. He would pay me for the dances and tip me like shit. I should have known right there that he wasn't going to pay me any real money. Ha ha. All that promise I'll take you to the back or in a little while. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I wanted $500 for my time alone. But clearly, it wasn't going to happen because when I told him I wanted a few hundred for my time, he damn near had a heart attack. Don't these guys know anything? Rookies. Fucking God, I'm such a bitch. But instead of making a scene and cursing him the fuck out, I cut my losses and walked away. He wasn't going to budge, and being there any longer would continue to be a waste of my time. Sometimes I need those wake-up calls to remind myself to keep moving forward, or to keep it moving. I could have made double what I did tonight if I would have left that prick after the second dance. Hope that this story of my Saturday night time waster helps. Bro, that was not the first time I've had my time wasted, and that was not the last. I can promise you that, but it's so fucking true. These guys are such fucking dickwads, but it's also our fault. And who knows if I would have made double? We don't fucking know that. It could have been a shitty night, a shitty Saturday. There's been shitty Saturdays. That's not the only one, okay? But you know what? I think I know that guy. I honestly want to say that I remember exactly who this person was because there's a very like there's a certain number of people that just really fucking irked me. I don't remember their names. Thank God. I don't want them like ingrained in me. But this dick face, he definitely wasted the fuck out of my time. He was like, yeah, I'm going to take you the bag. I think I made like $500 that night. And I was just like, he was making all these promises. I'm going to take you the bag. Oh, in a little while. Anyone that says, bro, I'm not even going to say that is always going to be a time waster. That's not always the case. My last night I ever worked, I made a little over 1,000. I was only there for like maybe 3 or 4 hours because I literally had to go pick up my friends from the airport because my retirement party was the next night and like all of them were flying in and I still decided to work one more night like a fucking dweeb, but it's okay. I ended up working that night, made a little over 1,200, and I was with one guy like most of the night. He wasn't my favorite. He was cool. And he had promised me, like, oh, I'm going to take you to the back, like, la, la. I didn't tell him it was my last night. I'm not here to try to make him fucking cough up all his money just because I'm telling him it was my last night. No, fuck that. But at the same time, I was like, is this really how I want to spend my last night with, like, this guy who I don't even know if is going to give me any money? I think he gave me, like, a little bit. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know he has money. He says he's going to take you to the back. He doesn't seem like he's, like, at this point, I kind of can tell. Him and his friends, like, are known for going to the back, at least, like, from based off of, like, their vibes and the conversations and the stories that they would tell at the table. Like, they were talking about, like, oh, bro, do you remember when we went to this club and la la, like, around us? So I'm like, I knew he was going to do something, but he wasn't one of those ones where it was, like, easy to finesse, where it's like, oh, I'm going to take him to the back and then I'm going to get, like, 3 hours. No, that's not the case. It's like, we'll do 1 hour and then, like, he'll probably go to another girl and get another hour from her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so... And the girl's like, why would you let him go get an hour with another girl? Well, if he is not in love with me already, like, it's going to be hard to get him in love with me. If you can tell that the vibes are not there, it's very hard to force them. Like, for me, I cannot force vibes and I can't force too much conversation. Like, I can do all the things that are required to get a conversation going, potentially get some dances, a room, but the vibes, excuse me, the vibes have to be immaculate for him to, like, fall in love, go straight to the back, la, la, la. Or they at least have to be there, like, somewhat, for me to at least get him in the back and then make him fall in love with me. You know what I mean? This guy was just one of those guys, and not the one that I'm talking about on this fucking blog. I'm talking, not the dickwad. I'm talking about my last night guy. My last night guy, overall, like, I don't regret at all the fact that that was my last night. Not I cannot plan my last night, right? I continue to run shit back in my head, like, oh, I wish tonight would have went like this. I wish tonight would have went like that. I wish that night would have went different. Well, guess what? It fucking didn't. It happened, and I learned from it, and I cut my losses, and I moved on. And I suggest most of you guys do the same thing, because shit turns out how it ends up turning out. You can only control so much. But what you can do is you can continue to reflect on the nights that you've worked, the dumb decisions you've done, you've made, the stupid shit you've said, the mistakes that you've had to, you know, endure, and, like, the hard times, and then make the most out of it for the next night. And that's what I tried to do with every single reflection that I did, because even though I would write these reflections and never look at them again, that doesn't mean I didn't think about it. So it's like, I'll wake up in the morning after a long night of work and I'll be like, damn. And I'll think about the night before and I'll be like, well, I'm glad I got it out on paper. I'm still thinking about it a little bit, but tonight's a new night. And I remember a couple of key things that I told myself I'd do differently. And that's what I'm going to basically go for tonight. I'm going to go for gold. You know what I mean? So, that's kind of what I have to say about that in regards to just letting things be as they may. You're going to get your time wasted. You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a little money. You're going to get upset. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in arguments. Like, unless you are, like, the perfect stripper, you're not confrontational, you're fine, you can get along with anyone. Bro, that's just not accurate. In this industry, people of all walks of life come in here. Alcohol is flowing. Drugs are going. Clubs have politics with management. There's favorites. That's just a fucking fact. So the sooner you realize that, and the sooner you just learn how to play your part and do what you do best and try to stay, like, low on the radar, you'll be fine. And that's not to say mistakes won't be made. Like I said, they will. Things are going to get heated. But as long as you're able to kind of, like, acknowledge what happens and then learn from it and try to do better for next time, you'll be good. And one of the things that this industry really helped me figure out is kind of who I am. And obviously that's constantly evolving. But I know the things that I'm willing to stand for and the things I'm willing to kind of compromise on. And it just helped me become more of an actual woman that believes in what I believe in. I'm willing to kind of, like, let my anger fall to the side, because at the end of the day, it's just one night. It's not like they ruined my life, these men that wasted my time. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's not be dramatic here. But overall, and you don't have to be a stripper for things to change your life for you to, like, acknowledge shit. But obviously, from one stripper to another, or from one stripper to whoever's listening, that's just what I was able to learn. And I'm sure that no matter what you do in your life, you could probably relate in some type of way in any industry. So hope you guys got some value out of that. Don't let people waste your fucking time, bro. Like, next time someone makes you upset, just be like, all right, like, I'm done. I usually try to laugh shit off, or I just make a slick comment and then walk away. Or like, okay, bro. Or just some TikTok reference. Fuck it. Just see if they get it. Maybe they'll laugh. Anyways, hope you guys got some value. Continue to stay tuned. We post every single week. So like, comment, hate comments are welcome. Subscribe, and see you next week.